Let's go right to our phone lines to, let's see, Oak Park, Illinois, to Paul. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Greetings, Monster Swindler. I really appreciate you taking my call. So when I go to Mass, I make a very deliberate effort to make sure I'm paying attention to the words that I'm praying, like the Creed and the Our Father and the responses. But I notice that people around me are saying the words of like the Creed and the Our Father at a very quick pace. And it's very distracting when I'm trying to say those words slowly and reverently, and everyone else is saying them so quickly. And if I try to keep up with their pace, then I don't feel like I'm saying them reverently. I'm just sort of like speaking them so thoughtlessly. So I'm kind of in a bind as to trying not to say it quickly, but yet feeling the need to because there's everyone around me saying them so quickly. So I'm wondering what insights you might have to offer me for this predicament I have.
Well, Paul, I had. Were you born Catholic and brought up Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. As a convert, I noticed this, and maybe you don't notice it because you sort of, you know, were always in the church. That there is, at least in the Church of the United States, and I came into the church in England, and it was the same there, though slightly different. There is what I call sometimes the Catholic pace. Meaning that there is a certain pace that is normal for most places in how we respond and say our prayers. I'm talking about our liturgical prayers. And woe be it to the Catholic that wants to go either slower or faster than that natural pace that seems to be there in at least every setting I've been in, especially as a priest. And I've been serving as a priest throughout, you know, parts of the East Coast and Midwest. I visited out West, but it seems to be the same everywhere. Maybe slightly slower in certain places, slightly faster in others, but on a whole, it's about the same pace. So no matter where in the United States you pray the Our Father at liturgy, it's usually the same pace. You may notice that I have a tendency to speak quickly. I'm always being nicely corrected by my friends about how quickly I speak. I'm being corrected also by my Alexa, because if I speak too quickly, it doesn't do anything. I have to slow down and pronunciate. And, but at liturgy, if I try to speed things up, because that's the natural way I speak, the congregation immediately slows me down because there's a certain Catholic pace that is the norm. For our liturgical responses. And that, I don't think that's going to change. Now, I notice when we do devotions that are outside of our liturgical setting, like the rosary, that can change the pace that a rosary is said can change very much by whoever's leading it. I jokingly say that we have every speed of rosary saying in the Catholic Church. We have from the auction call, where the person seems to be speaking as quickly as an auctioneer does, to the funeral dirge rosary. And, you know, the auction call one can take, you know, a very short time to pray, and the funeral dirge one can take a half hour to pray. And on that, it very much depends on who's leading it. But when we get together as a community and celebrate the liturgy, be it baptism or Eucharist or whatever liturgy we're celebrating, it seems to me we fall into what I call the Catholic pace, which for me as someone who speaks quickly is a little slower than I normally speak. But for others, it may be a little quicker than they normally speak. So I think there is just a natural rhythm, and we're supposed to be praying in unison, so we should fall into that natural rhythm so that we're praying with everybody. Because if people pray at different pace in the liturgy, it gets pretty jumbled pretty quickly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying.
Yeah, so my suggestion is that, in the liturgy, you just fall into the Catholic pace with everyone else. You sort of inculcate that's the way and the pace we pray the liturgy. And then... when you do your own prayers, you go, when you do your private prayers, your personal prayers, you pray them at whatever pace you wish to pray them that you find most efficacious for you personally.
I guess I'm just still left with the concern that if I try to pick up my pace, then I'm just going to be mumbling words mindlessly and not really even paying attention to what I'm saying.
Well, there is, again, there is, I mean, when we say prayers that we're very comfortable with, very, very common, when we say the Creed or the Our Father or the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, prayers we say frequently during the day. Matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about the Our Father in the Catechetical Corner today. We don't always have to concentrate on every word because we sort of know, we've reflected on these prayers. We know what they mean, and we've, you know, got a great deal of history with them in our personal prayer. I'm sure everybody who's prayed seriously has done extensive meditation on the meaning of the Our Father and the Hail Mary and the Glory Be. And if you haven't, that's a great thing to do. So that when you come to pray it liturgically, same thing with the Creed, you've looked at the meaning of each of the various affirmations in the Creed, that we don't have to reflect in a deep way on each and every word or each and every clause or each and every sentence, but we can allow the Spirit to work in us. There may be a thought, a reflection, a word even that the Lord wants us to hear at that particular liturgical celebration. That's going to be the word that's going to carry us through that day. And it doesn't have to be every word that's said in the liturgy at every moment. You know, Philip Neri, it was famous or infamous for saying a very long mass. But in his case, partly because he'd go into ecstasy sometimes when he received the Eucharist, I mean, the altar servers had to blow out the candles and everybody went away because they had to get on with their lives. They had to go to work and they had to do the things that they were called to do. And then, you know, when he came out of the ecstasy, then he could finish mass. That, you know, so there is a reason why we have a natural rhythm. People do have to, you know, live their lives and have their day. And so we don't want to make every liturgy like it can be in some other rites of our church, you know, multiple hours long.
All right. I see what you're saying, and your insights make sense. So
thanks for sharing.
Yeah,
Paul, and see how that works, and maybe call back. We can continue the conversation. I appreciate it.